Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Krishna
Krishna
Hare Hare
Rama Rama
Rama Rama Rama
Hare Hare. From Canto 4, Chapter 8, Verse 43. Snatva
Snatva
Anusavanam
Anusavanam
Tasne
Tasne
Kalindya
Kalindya
Salile
Salile
Shive
Shive
Kutvochitani
Kutvochitani
Nivasan
Nivasan
Atmana
Atmana
Kalpitasana
Kalpitasana
Snatvanu Savanam Tasmin
Snatvanu Savanam Tasmin
Kalindya Salile Shive
Kalindya Salile Shive
Kutvochitani Nivasan
Kutvochitani Nivasan
Atmana Kalpitasana
Atmana Kalpitasana Snatvanusavanam tasmin Kalindya salile shive Kutvochitani nivasan Atmana kalpitasana
Snatvanusavanam tasmin
Snatvanusavanam tasmin
Kalindya salile shive
Kalindya salile shive Kutvochitani nivasan
Atmana
kalpitasana Snatvanu savanam tasmin Kalindya salile shive Kutvochitani nivasan Atmana kalpitasana Nātāna savanam tasmin Kalindya salile shive Kutvochitāni nivasan Atmanah kalpitasana
Snatva
Snatva
After taking bath
Anusavanam
Three times
Tasmin
Tasmin
In that
Kalindya
In the river Kalindi,
Salile,
in the water,
Shive,
auspicious,
which is very auspicious,
Kritva,
performing,
Uchitani,
suitable,
Nivasan,
sitting,
Atmana,
of the self,
Kalpitasana,
having prepared a sitting place. Translation: Narada Muni instructed, my dear boy, in the waters of the Jamuna River, which is known as Kalindi, you should take three baths daily because the waters are auspicious, sacred, and clear. After bathing, you should perform the necessary regulative principles for Ashtanga Yoga and sit down on your asana in a quiet and calm and quiet position. Prabhupada appears from the statement that Dhruva Maharaj had already been instructed how to practice the Eightfold Yoga system, which is known as Ashtanga Yoga. This system is explained in our Bhagavad Gita as it is in the title of chapter Sankhya Yoga, pages 319 to 322. It is understood that in Ashtanga Yoga one practices settling the mind and concentrating it on the form of Lord Vishnu, as will be described in the following verses. It is clearly stated here that Ashtanga Yoga is not a bodily gymnastic exercise, but a practice to concentrate the mind in the form of Vishnu. Before sitting in his asana, which is also described in Bhagavad Gita, one has to cleanse himself very nicely in clear or sacred water thrice daily. The water of the Jamuna is naturally very clear and pure, and thus if anyone bathes there three times, undoubtedly he'll be very greatly purified externally. Narada Muni therefore instructed Dhruva Maharaj to go to the bank of the Jamuna and thus become externally purified. This is part of the gradual process of practicing mystic yoga. After sitting on your seat, practice the three kinds of breathing exercise and thus gradually control the life air, the mind, and the senses. Completely free yourself from all material contamination with great patience, begin to meditate on the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Very important, in this verse, the entire yoga system is described in summary, and a special stress is given to the breathing exercise for stopping the disturbing mind. The mind by nature is always oscillating, for it's very fickle, but the breathing exercise is meant to control it. This process of controlling the mind might have been very possible in those days, millions of years ago, when Dhruva Maharaj took to it. But at the present moment, the mind has to be fixed directly on the lotus feet of the Lord by the chanting process. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one immediately concentrates on the sound vibration and fixes the lotus feet of the Lord, and very quickly one is elevated to the position of samadhi, or trance. If one goes on chanting the holy names of the Lord, which are not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, naturally his mind becomes absorbed in the thought of the Lord. It is here recommended to Dhruva Maharaj to meditate on the Supreme Guru or Supreme Spiritual Master. The Supreme Spiritual Master is Krishna, who is therefore known as Chaitya Guru. This refers to the Super Soul who is sitting in everyone's heart. He helps from within, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, and he sends the Spiritual Master who helps from without. The Spiritual Master is the external manifestation of the Chaitya Guru, or the Spiritual Master sitting in everyone's heart. The processes by which we give up our thoughts of material things is called pratyahara, which entails being free from all material thoughts and engagements. The word avijayat, which is used in this verse, indicates that unless one's mind is fixed, one cannot meditate. The conclusion, therefore, is that meditation means thinking of the Lord within. Whether one comes to that stage by the Ashtanga Yoga system or by the method recommended in the Shastras, especially for this present age, to constantly chant the holy name of the Lord, the goal is to meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation: Narada Muni instructed my dear boy in the waters of the Jamuna River, which is known as Kalindi, you should take three baths daily because the water is very auspicious, sacred, and clear. After bathing, you should perform the necessary regulative principles for Ashtanga Yoga and sit down in your asana in a calm and quiet position. After sitting on your seat, practice the three kinds of breathing exercises and thus gradually control the life air, the mind, and the senses. Free yourself from all material contamination and with great patience begin to meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here Narada Muni is instructing Dhruva on the process of yoga. So here he clearly indicates the some of the angas of that yoga process. Of course, the beginning preliminaries are yama and niyama, which he does not mention here. And then we have asana and pranayama and pratyahara and dharana and jnana and then samadhi. So here we find a mention of asana after taking bath. Of course, bath is also included as a niyama, cleanliness. So after the niyamas, then one does asana, sits properly. And then one begins pranayama. And by this one gets control of the senses and the mind, and gradually one withdraws the mind from sense objects and begins to concentrate, until that concentration is continuous, then it is called jhana. When one is accomplished in jhana, one is able to stop the mental functions, and then one gets realization of atma. So that is the general process. In the process described here, however, there is a slight difference, because Narada Muni as a devotee is indicating that Dhruva should meditate on the Supreme Lord. And that will be described in the next verses. So the process here is of the process of the meditation is in order to fix the mind on the Supreme Lord. And in the yoga process, after fixing the mind, then one gets atma realization, which is equivalent to non-realization. But Narada Muni, of course, is not recommending that. So by meditating on the Supreme Lord, then one should have realization of the form and qualities of the Supreme Lord and develop bhakti. So the goal of this process that Narada Muni is outlining is a little different. Though it includes yoga, the ultimate goal is bhakti. So it is different from the yoga process that others will do. They will use bhakti a little bit, but their prime goal is liberation. So instead of that, we find here that the major principle here is ultimately surrender to the Supreme Lord, meditation on the Supreme Lord. We know in Nectar Devotion also that jhana is one of the 64 angas of bhakti, so meditation is not excluded. However, it is a little difficult to directly meditate for most people, and therefore, before carrying out the meditation on the Supreme Lord, we prepare ourselves not by Astanga Yoga process, but by chanting the name of Krishna. So the chanting process comes first, and as one progresses, one is able to concentrate the mind upon the Supreme Lord. So there is a little difference also in the fact that when one concentrates on the Supreme Lord in bhakti, not only we concentrate on the form of the Lord, but also the qualities of the Lord and the activities of the Lord. So there is more variety in the meditation. And of course, by concentrating on the activities or lila of the Lord, which is very active, then one develops a personal relationship with the Lord in devotion. So the end product is different from the normal process of yoga. So yoga may be used as a secondary process for bhakti, in which case we call it yoga mistra bhakti. Or we may discard the process of yoga altogether and simply do bhakti. That is also permissible, and that is preferable. So by yoga mistra bhakti, one may realize the Lord, but usually that practice will be mixed with some of the yoga processes and consequently the yoga attitude. So the bhakti that results is somewhat restricted. And without that mixture, then there is no restriction. So it's preferable always to do the process without the mixture of Astanga Yoga. In previous ages, we will see that the people were well trained and well behaved, and it was not difficult for them to concentrate. This story here takes place in Swayambhuva Manvantara, which is long before the first part of the day of Lord Brahma. We're in the seventh part of the day, so it's quite many millions of years later. And according to yugas, we find that in Satya Yuga, the process is jhana. So everybody does jhana instead of sankirtan, because the mind is concentrated by nature. So for some people, it is a recommended process to concentrate the mind directly. And here we find, however, that Narada Muni requests him not just to meditate, but to prepare by doing Ashtanga Yoga and reaching the dhyana by doing the Ashtanga Yoga process. So there are a great number of ways in which one can approach the process of meditation or dhyana. But as we see from Nectar Devotion, it's preferable not to mix the process of bhakti with other processes. So therefore, in general, we don't do these processes, even though they're described here. So as Prabhupada's mentioned in the purport, the goal ultimately is meditation on the Supreme Lord, which is a type of bhakti. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are several descriptions of the Supreme Lord in relation to yoga. The first description is for the inferior yogis. Those yogis will meditate on the Vishwarupa, the universal form of the Lord. But as we know, this is a material form. It is made of the material elements, so therefore it is considered inferior. Later in the second canto, Sukadeva Goswami describes the meditation on the form of Vishnu, Paramatma. It's considered to be a superior form. And that is what we will see here. Supreme Lord is a form of Vishnu and it becomes the object of meditation for Dhruva. As a result of Dhruva's practice, after some months, he was able to see the Lord. So when he saw the Lord, he also saw a Vishnu form called Krishna Garbha. So that was the end result of his process. And when he saw that form, he was attracted to the beauty of that form. And he forgot about material goals at that time. So the end result was very good for Dhruva. However, it is not recommended that we follow the same process as Dhruva in the age of Kali by mixing the yoga process with the meditation process. So instead, in Kali Yuga, it is recommended that we simply concentrate upon the process of chanting the name of the Lord. But we'll see in the later stages, there is a process of meditation also. And there are also, even in Raghunatha Bhakti, there are processes of meditation on the pastimes of the Lord, which go through several stages until one realizes the Supreme Lord directly, and then one gets a spiritual body. So the jhana is not excluded from bhakti, but it is a little more recommended for advanced stage of bhakti rather than beginning stage of bhakti. And without the asana, pranayama, etc., without those steps. Instead of those steps, we have chanting the name of Krishna, and that will carry out the purification. Later on, we can do the process of meditation. Well, his usual preaching is the devotion to Vishnu. That's his usual position. He's in Dasya Rasa. And his usual preaching is for Vishnu forms, not Krishna.
Not
No, it's one person. He exists through the whole life of Brahma. He starts in the first day of Brahma and he goes on through the whole life of Brahma.
Next
Brahma, what's that? No, separate. He's a Shaktivedanta, so he doesn't change. Yeah, but in Kali Yuga the process of karma, jnana and yoga are not practical for people. So I said, just do bhakti. So in the age of Kali, Krishna is the form of worship, and Nam Sankirtan with Krishna's name is the Yuga Dharma. So Narada Muni definitely knows about Krishna because he was there and he was giving advice to Kamsa, etc., and whatever about Krishna's birth. So he knew all about Krishna's birth then. But here we have in Swayambhuva Mangandhara, all this is taking place, so he doesn't mention Krishna. This is our particular Kali Yuga. Other Kali Yugas, there is a Krishna form, but he is a Yuga avatar who is an expansion from Manvantara, and he's a Shaktivesha avatar, more or less. Not a full avatar. It was Swayambhuva Manvantara, which is the first part of the day of Brahma. So it is 71 Yuga cycles times 7.
But the devotee's material appearance is given by Vishnu or Krishna.
If you pray to either of them, you can get material things. They'll give. Krishna will give. Krishna will give. Vishnu will give also. But that's not recommended for real devotees. It becomes karma Mr. Bhakti. We can have karma Mr. Bhakti for Vishnu or Krishna, but it's not recommended.
Sometimes they are saying, you can ask only spiritual Krishna,
you can ask
the
demigod. If you do that, again, it's mixed devotion. So for devotees, we don't recommend that. If one is, even Bhagavatam recommends, akama sarvakama va. Whether you have all desires or no desires, still you should worship the Supreme Lord and not the Devatas. So rather than worship Devatas or material things, worship the Supreme Lord. That is mixed bhakti, but it is better than worshipping Devatas at least. So better that we don't worship Devatas or die to worship Devatas. If you want, you worship Krishna for material things also. Better than that is to give up those material desires.
Then
you
purify the material desires.
Hopefully, yeah. And we'll get purified by worshipping Krishna alone.
Wonder if I can devote it from Sikh or you would ask to chant Nasima prayers, tell things from Nasima, get rid of the demons. You know, Mahamantra is about to support Mantra.
Yeah, one can do either. One can do either. It doesn't matter. But of course, again, where it's somewhat material, and we're using the Supreme Lord to ask for a cure from material things.
Narantara Sri Sashivan Bhagavati Ki Jai Nikolatman Maharaj Ki Jai 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 Jai.
Thank you.